Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformations with Elisa. Remember to dial us early to experience your own personal mini reading from Elisa. The number to call is 516-418-5651 to secure your place in line for always informative guidance. Our callers say she is spot on. We know you'll agree. Welcome to Transformations with Elisa.
Welcome indeed. This is, I think this is our first show. No, we had one show last week. It's our second show of the new year. Oh, and I looked away and blinked, and I got more callers lined up. I'm guessing that people know who Elisa is and what she's all about. Two of our callers at least have called in before in the past. And I just want to mention that if you're in Florida, on the East Coast, up around the Space Coast of Florida, this Saturday, Elisa will be joining us at MetaFest, where she's going to be giving a presentation and probably doing readings. I know she'll be doing other things with people at her space. And if you don't know what that's all about, just check out beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. I'm just going to jump right in, Elisa, if it's okay with you, and we'll start taking callers and see where the night goes.
Sure.
Is that good?
Hello.
All right. The first one is going to be Catherine from Washington. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hello, Catherine.
Thank you. Yeah. You're in the evening now.
Yes.
We're trying to find the right time because of our crazy schedules.
Yeah.
A lot of changes for a lot of us right now.
Yeah.
So it's going, I just want to say also for you and all the other callers that when I start getting messages, sometimes it's for all of us and not just one person or the person I'm speaking to. So it's, I don't know why that came to me tonight, because maybe there's messages that are going to happen for people that's going to also be for others listening on the phone. And even if someone's like, no, that's not really for me, I feel like it's for somebody who's listening. I don't know why I'm being guided to say that tonight, but I have a feeling we're going to have a little bit of cross lines going to different people. And just, you know, if you want, you can write down your messages or, you know, kind of keep a little bit of information to look back. Sometimes it's for all of us and we don't understand it till we look back, and sometimes things haven't happened yet. And I've been finding that out even with myself, things that I wrote and downloaded from 3 years ago, they're starting to happen now. So I don't always know time. I just know what I see. And I just see for you, Catherine, a lot of changes around you, actually. Things are happening quite quickly around you, and I feel like you're trying to keep up and trying to put things into a priority of order. So, and there's a lot of seeds that have been planted or ideas that you're planting right now, and mm-hmm. I do see things happening for you. So just be patient. I think this is what is really been difficult for a lot of people. It's the patience, because we're kind of in this transformation period right now as a collective of, you know, there's kind of uncertainty on a lot of different levels with the energy right now. And it's making people feel ungrounded or not feeling safe with, you know, it's almost like they're holding on to what they felt like they are slipping from. I don't know how else to put that into words, but it feels like there's this newness coming in, and for people to just trust that it's all going to be okay. But, you know, the foundation is kind of collapsing for a lot of people to what they felt was their comfort zone. And so I think there's like this uneasiness or transformation happening right now for a lot of us, and changes, a lot of changes, things that were, you know, comfortable before becoming a little more uncomfortable in the unknown. And it's just, I just see it being like a temporary shift and feeling like a month or two. So it's just a process. And the more that we let go and kind of ride that wave, kind of like surrender to it, it's not going to be as scary or painful. Okay?
Yes. So I think that was all of 22. I felt that. And so I am a lot more more on the opposite end of that in 23 already. So
yes, I just see like there's this transformation right now. And then there's going to be a lot of openness for new beginnings and you know, bringing your gifts to the world and collaboration and excitement and growth. I see a lot of growth ahead. But right now it's kind of like this. It's like we're in the winter, you know, slumber kind of thing. And it's just, yeah. But I do see ideas that you have. Just keep going forward with it. Because even though it doesn't seem like it's happening fast enough,
yeah,
the momentum is going to pick up. So the energy is going to shift. And January 18th is actually a big shift because we're not in Mercury retrograde anymore and the planets are starting to go in a forward motion again, and but it's all going to be more of a peace and a calm. So I just see, be patient, okay? Do you have any questions?
That's all 100%. Yeah, I'm on that exact path. But today I was with a friend while his dog was passing, just a couple hours before his dog passed, and was I helpful? I mean, did I help the dog?
I feel that you have a very high sixth sense, and I just feel like you know how to work with energy, with how you are comforting. And so, yes, there's a piece that you actually helped everybody involved. I feel like you added the comfort and the process to be more smooth transitioning than if you were not going to be there. You know, but when people are in the ocean and they're sad, you know, you're not sure how you're received, but yes, there's a lot of gratitude. There's peace around that. And I see the transformation, like, of the dog actually, like, passing was very peaceful.
Oh, good.
Difficult. So you just have that calming energy. I feel like you've had, you know, your hands, and I just feel like your energy, you know how to work with it. That's what I'm seeing. So you did good, girl.
Yay. Thank you for confirming that. That's great.
Yes. Well, you're gifted, and you know that. And, you know, the self-doubt, clear it, because, you know, when you allow things to flow, it just, sometimes we don't understand the capacity of the gift of the receiver, you know, but just trust in yourself, because you're very gifted. I see that. And it's good. You could work with animals and people alike. I see you could help them all pass if you really wanted to. You're very gifted that way.
Yeah, I am doing more work with animals now. So that's been part of it. So, yes, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You also have healing capabilities to keep them. I mean, you don't have to help them pass all the time. You do have healing capabilities to help them heal. And so you're very gifted. That's what I see. It's good, and it's good for you maybe too.
Yeah, the owners are always surprised because the animals act so different with me than they do with the owner. A lot calmer, like you were saying, a lot calmer and
calming.
They're kind of neurotic habits the way that I'm with them. So I have seen that.
It's your gift, and they respond well to the energy because that's where we all align. We align in that frequency, and you bring that frequency of peace to them.
No,
it's good. You're doing your work.
Thank you. That's a nice message.
You're welcome. That's the truth. I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't the truth.
I know. I know that. I know how you.
So it's about you going forward on the journey and doing your work because you're needed. You know, it's like the animals, the children, everyone, they need healing right now and help right now. So you're another light worker in this world, and you just shine your light and keep going and touching people and the animals. Okay.
All right. That's a great New Year's.
Well, thanks for calling, Catherine.
Yeah, thanks. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to bring in Allison next. She's from Florida. Welcome back, Allison.
Hello.
Allison, are you there? Hi.
Yeah. Hi. So,
how are you?
Good. Just a quickie on the astrology. Mercury goes direct on the 18th of January, and Mars goes direct. Well, it's been retro since October, so it's way overdue, in my opinion, on January 12th. So we have two planets going direct approximately within a week of each other in the middle of January. So we're not out of the woods yet.
Nope. I thought the 18th is going to be a shift.
For Mercury and then 12th for Mars. Of course, it takes a while for things to start to kind of for the dust to settle, especially with that Mars right there. Anyway, that's what I got. I want to throw
well, thank
that
you for that.
I love astrology. Love it.
It's always good to have more validation. That's all. Because it's a little chaotic right now. A lot of change, a lot of shifts, a lot of push, a lot of, I don't even have words anymore. I just say, okay, let's just go with it because you can't make it stop. Oh, let's get in your energy. So I feel with you, like there's different ideas that are processing through your mind about how you can bring your gifts to the world and doing it in different ways, because I don't know if you were used to doing something a certain way, but I see you expanding in the ways that you're going to bring yourself to the people. People like what you do. The reassurance,
I don't do
spiritual
anything.
Knowledge.
I don't do
okay,
anything.
Okay, well, then you
really
need
that.
To, girl. It's, you
I don't,
need
I
to
bet
do
you
it.
Do more than you think you do.
No, I live a
you know,
really,
when you
really, really reclusive life. Really. I'm retired, and I am really, really reclusive. I go long periods with not talking to anybody, including,
okay,
I mean,
well.
I mean, like, personally, and, like, I don't do the whole social media thing, you know? Like, I don't do... Was it Facebook? And I don't do it. I just don't do it. So, you know, so it's very much an isolated life.
Yes, but you also have very big gifts to bring to the world. You know this.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you can stay recluse or you can go out there and be a shining bright light in the world. You get to choose that. But you have so many gifts that you can bring to the world. And you know, you just touch one person, you've made a huge difference, and you hold that tool inside of you to do so. And it doesn't matter whether you're retired or not, you still have that. I mean, you're here. So you have all these gifts to bring to people, and the way you do it, however you choose to do it, it can be one-on-one, it could be, you know, sporadic, meeting somebody, just giving them a message, but you have that knowledge and power to bring to people. And it'd be a shame if you stay away from, I mean, it's one thing to engage, you know, in a work way instead of a personal way, but I just see you bringing your gifts. You know, you might be called to duty. I'm just saying, because light workers are being called to help people, and you might start to see, and this is what I'm getting, you know, intuitively, you might start to see people just kind of showing up in lines, you going out to the park somewhere, wherever you are, saying something, and then you get into a conversation and you add something to their life. So just reflect on that, because you are a very, very gifted soul with a lot of wisdom. And you know, just like tonight, when you give validation, it's confirmation, and people are looking for that. So I think you should take a look at that inside yourself,
yeah,
and maybe,
you know,
open doors.
I don't disagree. Yeah, I don't disagree with it. It's just that right now I'm in a very much of a that's what I'm looking for, tenuous situation where I don't want to call it really quite a life and death situation for myself, but that's kind of the gist of it. I have to just engage all my energies in my own
Well, it's time
situation
for
right now.
Right?
Kind of, it really is a survival or not. And so there's no time. I mean, there's no energy. There's no, you know, like the world has to just leave me be. And it kind of goes both ways. So I can figure
out
if
this is. Well, maybe
you
could do it through
writing.
Maybe you could do it a different way where you don't have to be in front of people. You could do it through writing or even like being on a podcast and speaking once in a while. Because you are very gifted.
Mm.
And I do see you bringing your gifts to the world. I do see that you you are thinking of, you've been thinking about that for a long time. You just get distracted and pulled back. But it's going
to
help you heal. You know, when you start helping other people, you help yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting
thought. I thought about doing some podcasting for myself. I mean, not, you know, that I would, because everybody and his brother is doing podcasting and half of them have no business being a podcaster. But I've thought about maybe hooking up with people who have podcasts for some areas of my life or in which I have had a lot of trauma and a lot of experience. So that's kind of like it's not going public, but it's at least, you know, because I don't talk to people. I mean, like I said, I don't talk to people. I mean, it's very rare I talk to people. Obviously, I'm talking to you. But I don't engage with people most of, like 99% of my life. I'm in total solitude and isolation. And podcasting is something that I thought that would be a way to connect with the world, but a really, really pinhead-sized way. And to help somebody else in their podcast, and then I get to, you know, then I get to leave the room kind of thing. So I thought about that. I might go that direction eventually. You know, it would engage with the world.
The doors are going to open
leave
for
the
you.
House.
the doors will open, start to open for you around April-ish time. I think you're going to have this reflection period, and you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try and step into myself.
Yeah.
You are very gifted. And if you come up with some sort of way, even if you don't speak about traumas, even though the things that have happened along the past, they brought you to here. And the people that usually show up when you've gone through certain traumas are usually people who've gone through those traumas themselves. And you'll start to notice stuff like that.
Right.
And then you'll be able to impact their life because you've been there.
Well, that's the hope, but I like experience doesn't validate that. So that's the isolation, you know. You know, when you feel like you're not making a difference, you're giving your best, there's no reason to be involved in life anymore. I mean, with people anymore.
Well, you are definitely somebody who holds a lot of beautiful gifts. So, you know, open up to opportunity. Even if you stay quiet behind scenes a little bit, just open up because I see opportunities showing up for you. Okay.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much. Food for thought. Thank
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Allison.
Thank you.
Our next caller. You're welcome. Our next caller is a new phone number that I'm not familiar with. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Vicki from Maryland. How are you?
Welcome, welcome. I don't believe you've ever called us before.
No, this is my first time. Happy New Year.
Glad to have you.
Happy
New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I have a quick question.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I met someone, but... the energy's off. And I'm like, is it me or there's something, you know, that I should be aware of?
I see you having fun, but I also see it right now kind of on the surface. I don't really see it as someone who's serious right now. I think you want to jump in with both feet, and they're kind of like, I might put my toe in the water and just test it out and see if this is what I want. Just two different levels right now, two different places right now. But it doesn't mean that it can't grow, because I feel like you guys enjoy each other's company, which is really kind of funny. There's a connection there, but it's just that I don't see the other person being in it the way you want it to be.
Well, so I guess the way I would like it to be, I take my time. I don't rush into anything. And I made that very clear. However, what you just said is, no, I don't think they're looking for a relationship at some point. I just don't see that. And based on the conversation, that's where, for me, the energy is off. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I just see right now it's kind of like, just can you just go out and have fun together? Because I kind of feel like it's more of a surface kind of a relations right now. And then, you know, it's possible it could grow, but I just don't see that right here, right now. I just see it more being a companion, like someone to go out with, someone to do things with.
I wouldn't say that I'm in it. I want a relationship. I've done a lot of work on myself, and I'm ready for a tangible relationship. I mean, I have male friends that I can hang out with just to hang out if that's what I'm looking for. That's not what I want. I want someone that I can get to know, and knowing at some point it may lead into a serious relationship, if that makes sense.
I feel with him, he's not ready for that right now. But that's right now. That's what I'm seeing with the energy exactly as it is right now. Doesn't mean that it can't shift ahead. But there, he's distracted, and he's not 100% there for you. Like,
right.
I don't know. He's just not all in. And it's just what I see right now. But that doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to continue. Because I don't feel bad energy with him. I feel like it's... He's there, and if it aligns, you guys go and do things, and if it doesn't, you don't. But I don't see commitment right now. I just don't see that right now.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that it's not going to be. It just means that it's just not right this minute. I think you want it to be. So,
not right this minute, but I want to know that there's potential, right? And no, what you just said, no, I don't think he wants a relationship. Said that he does.
Not right now.
I don't think. No, not
right
at all.
Now,
so
but,
I totally agree with you.
But with him, there could be potential because he's not a bad person. It's just that there's been a lot he's gone through, and there's a lot that he hasn't really grown into yet, and he's emotionally working through his stuff from the past. So he keeps it kind of like surface because it's like a disconnect right now with him. He needs to connect to himself before he'll be able to connect to someone else.
And I told him that. It's funny you said that because I told him that. I did because I don't think he likes to be alone. So whether it's me, it will be someone else, right? Because he doesn't want to be by himself. And I'm like, you need to take some time and just chill and enjoy your own company. But I don't think he's ever done that, so I think that's a struggle for him.
I also feel that there's potential there, though, because you two do get along nicely. So it's a matter of whether you can be in that space of allowing and be holding that space of unconditional love that he does his work. And I do see something coming out of it. If ahead, but he has to do the work. You know, it's almost like it's not decided yet, but it's definitely, the recipe is there. And I feel it could be really good. It's not a negative. It's not like move on. It just means that he's just, it's the timing. It's just not the...
Right.
Yeah, and I totally agree with everything that you just said, because that's, those are the things that I'm feeling. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
But have an open heart and an open mind, because, you know, things shift and change, and there's a lot that's changing right now in the universe. So just be open to receive, because I do feel that it's a possibility. It's strong, but it's just not it's not cooked yet. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate the
Thank
call,
you.
Thank our you. Next caller is Wendy from California. She's called a few times in the past. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi,
Thank
Wendy.
You for calling back again in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. I feel laughter and happiness around you. And as soon as you got on the line, I wanted to laugh. I don't know why, but the energy that's around you is a lot of, like, cheerful happiness and laughter.
Well, may I explain what's happening, please?
Sure.
Thank you. After paying $53,000 in premiums over 20 years for my long-term care insurance, I applied to use it. I was denied. This insurance company has a reputation for doing that. And I've hired an attorney. His name is Eddie. He's a very strong attorney. And he insisted that a specialist come over and evaluate my disabilities on the 3rd. And it should support me 100%. And I have tremendous medical records to substantiate everything. So,
wow.
Am I going to be approved for this long-term care insurance? My worry is I'm just making ends meet financially. And per the contract, I have to pay the first 4 visits of the caregiver, which would be about $80 a visit. So even if I don't want to, I'm going to be forced to put those visits on a credit, which is not going to be good for me financially either. And if they drag it out longer, then it'll be more charges on my credit. Will I be able to make ends meet financially, and will I be approved within the next few months? What do you see?
I just feel you smiling and happy. I don't know. That's the energy I'm getting. It's hard for me to pinpoint an outcome with a financial situation right now, because I'm not really in it on a personal level right now to, like, really get into your energy and see. But I just, when you called and got on the phone, I feel smiles and laughter. So for me, that is an indicator that things are going to be very positive for you. That's what I feel. I just feel like I'm smiling, like my face hurts, okay? Like, I feel happiness and joy around you. So, you know, look, sometimes when we have situations that cause us to be placed in a worry, it's better to be in the surrender and say, you know what? If it adds to your credit, care of you, and do what you have to do. And don't worry, because somehow, some way, it's going to be okay. Like, it's the energy I'm getting around you. So just take care of you and have faith, because I really, really feel that you're going to be smiling. Okay?
Okay. Well, that sounds very nice, and I appreciate your time. Absolutely.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night.
Thank you for calling. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that.
Bye-bye. Oh, you're very welcome. Our next caller is another new caller. Hi there. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Nan. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Nan.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Where are you calling from?
From Chicago.
Excellent. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello, Nan.
Hi. I am just wondering, essentially, I'm wondering if you see anything changing financially for me.
Right in your energy, I feel there's a lot of the struggles going on, but it's not just with finance. Like,
finances. I think there's a lot of struggles going on around your energy. That's what I see right away.
Yes.
Let's see. Tables are turning.
And you're right, it's not just financial.
No, I feel some health, some stuff's going on, but okay. The financial. It's going to be a little rough.
Or whatever.
Okay. It's going to be a little rough for a little bit, just a little bit, but you are going to get through it. But I see that you really being very frugal and very careful with everything. Like, it's almost like you're making sure you can eat before you do this, and this bill gets paid before that. And you're doing things in priority right now. I do see it might be a little bit longer for you to have to go through the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get through it, and you're going to get through it, and then I see things turning around, but I don't know when. See, with time and me, I'm not able to see time, but I keep hearing March.
Okay.
And you're not going to be without, okay? You're not going to be without. I just see you being really, really frugal. It's almost like you have to cross the T's and dot the I's and know exactly where every penny is going right now. Because it's that tight, okay?
Yeah.
It's that tight.
Yeah.
But there's still things you can do that can still keep you doing the simple things that make you really happy and not have to spend a lot of money doing that. And it's about priority right now and just picking and choosing what's important to pay, what's important to just not worry about, and make sure that you're taken care of.
Okay.
Because I feel that you're going to be okay. It's just that I just see you kind of your nose against the glass. Like, oh, my gosh, I feel like it's pressure. But it's stressing you out, and that's not good for your health. You know,
no, definitely not.
It's more about priority. And, you know, when you don't know what to do, you don't do anything. You just take care of yourself first. That's all I can suggest to you. And just hold off. Call and see if you can work things out. See if you can prolong things, payments, payment arrangements, or just take care of you. That's what I feel. You just take care of you and the necessities right now because that's important.
Okay.
And everything else is fall into place, but I do see it turning around, or I see it loosening. I don't know. It's like I see you in a threshold, and then I see it loosening, but it's going to be a little bit of time, and it might take another month to 2 months before you're going to feel some relief. But I do see relief coming. Okay.
Oh, good.
So stay positive.
Oh, good.
I keep hearing simple things. Do simple things. Okay.
Okay.
And
I will do that. I'll go for walks and hang out and drink tea or something.
Keep your mental state, yes, and just surround yourself with people. Maybe you could take like go to a meditation or some sort of meetup or something. But I feel like right now it's just the simple things and you doing something to keep you balanced and in peace because the stress is not healthy for you. And if you can't do it, then you do nothing. That's my biggest suggestion. Just do nothing. Just stay okay. I'm just going to float food and you have to eat or whatever. You're good, okay?
I appreciate the advice. It's helpful.
All right, my dear. But you'll be okay. You'll be okay. It's just getting through the next month, 2 months. I just see almost 2 months. Okay?
Okay, 2 months. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling it now.
You can
do it. I'm feeling a little bit more confident.
Yeah, just do the simple things for yourself and just pay the necessities right now. And then you'll catch up eventually later. Right now, that's not an issue right now. It's almost like just take care of you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Okay. This is good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Happy
call back.
Holidays and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Call back in the future and let us know how things are going with you.
I certainly will. Thank you.
That would be nice. All right. Thank you. I'm going to put Nan on hold and bring in Julia from Florida. Hi, Julia. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Hi, Julia.
right.
So there's been some transition and transformation with health issues, becoming a little more better. And
oh, good.
And I just feel you reflecting a lot and processing a lot. It's almost like you're journaling in your mind, like processing through things and kind of going through the past and sifting through memories. And then I don't know if you're writing about it, but I feel like you need to do that. Because I feel like you're reminiscing about your past.
Kind yeah, like I think about a lot of stuff, yeah.
And I feel like, look, if you, you know, we all have a book we're writing. It's called Life. And, you know, you have a lot of great memories. And we leave our legacy for other people. And there's a lot that you're remembering and coming, like bringing to the surface now for some reason. But it's also good to be able to write it or speak it or something to leave it for somebody who needs to hear what you've been through, your wisdom,
okay.
Your inner wisdom, okay? Because I feel like you need a job for yourself. You need to do something, some work. When I say
yes.
Job, I mean like just to do something with your time and to make it special and to have a purpose. You know, it's like stepping back into yourself, because sometimes I think you sit and think, well, what's my purpose now? And that is your purpose. You've walked miles, and there's a lot of information that you've accumulated over the years to share with people. It's like a higher wisdom, and there's no reason why you can't do a book or just do a journal and leave your legacy. That's what I feel that is important. So... and I feel like you're, like, really remembering a lot of events from the past. I don't know why that's coming up strong, but it is.
Yeah, you know, just random memories pop in and out from time to time. So.
Well, write them down or speak them or, you know, because your memories are a story. Stories, you know, touch people's hearts because there's, you know, there's struggles, there's celebration, there's all of it, and you've been through it. And
yeah.
I feel something's going to come of that. You're just going to awaken uh-huh. yourself back up to having this purpose in life and not feeling like you're sad or pulled away from things. You're going to feel more like you have the purpose and the drive. Okay?
Wow, yes. I
'cause you're,
do have one quick question, if it's okay.
Sure.
I was just curious about moving to the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
My daughter is there.
When I get in your energy of the move, I actually feeling, I don't know because, I don't know where you're at now, but I feel like it being a breath of fresh air. So.
So moving is a breath of fresh air?
For a while. Yeah, I feel like it's a breath of fresh air. It's going to give you like a new purpose. I don't know. Your energy is wanting purpose again.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like there's stagnation around you, and
yep.
It's like the flower that's in the garden, and it feels like it's just all alone, and it's kind of like, not that you're dying, but your light is kind of like being like, feeling like it's, you know, just kind of sitting there. And it's like... why am I here by myself? So I just see you having purpose again. It's going to give you this rebirth and this newness and this life force that's going to come through you to feel alive again. That's what I see. So you've been wanting to do this for a while, but why you're hesitant? I mean, there's not really a trade-off. If you're not happy, you know, you can always come back, but I just see you need to have a shift and a change in your life on a lot of different levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, to just ignite that light inside of you again.
Yeah, you're right on point. That's exactly what I'm hoping for with, you know, changing and making the move. It's just finding like living arrangements and our price range has been a little more challenging. It was just like all of a sudden everybody raised the rents everywhere. So it's like, wow.
Well, when it's time, you'll go. But I feel like, you know, the journey is about who's on the journey with you, not really where you're at. You know, it's who's with you. And I feel like you're just been in a stagnation and stuck, feeling like I need a change. So, you know, maybe you can go up there and live with your daughter. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but I don't see it being a negative move. I just feel it being a choice. It's a matter of wherever you choose to be, and it's your choice. As a negative at all, I'm not saying that it would be a bad choice, but it has to be your choice. It makes sense because it's funny because when I get in your energy, I see that you already made your choice, but then you get hesitant. It's like you're kind of have one step in the garden, like one foot over here, and then you want to replant yourself over there. And it feels real good when you put your energy over there, but then you are like, oh, I'll just stay settling. I don't know. That's a choice you're going to have to make.
Yeah, I've been waffling a lot.
That's
on this.
So, yeah, sure. You know, you have to make the choice. And look, we all have choices. I mean, there's no reason why you can't come back. And if you're not sure, maybe while you're still living where you are, go take a visit. Feel it out, see how you feel, instead of just making a huge plunge. Because I feel like you need to go see and feel it and just say, can I live here, you know? But I just feel it being a breath of fresh air for you. I don't know why. I just feel it just adding to your life.
Yeah. Well, you're right on point. I mean, I've been stagnant for a long time and just feeling like you were saying about lack of purpose and lack of like any movement. So you're right on point. So just to confirm.
It's about making memories. That's what life's about, making memories with the people you want to make them with. It's interesting this morning, and I was doing my writings, and this morning it came to me to nourish yourself is to surround yourself with the people who help nourish you as well. We don't think about that. Usually people drain. And when you're with people who nourish and add to your nourishment, you grow and evolve and become. And it's so neat. Like, I feel like that's what you're wanting to do, is just be where you receive this nourishment. You're just stagnant in this garden by yourself, and it's like, why? It's like the flower's dying, but it can be planted and it will start to grow and blossom once again, and the life force goes through, and I just see happiness for you. So, you know, but you have to make that choice. I'm not here to do that for you. I can only tell you what I see, and then, you know, obviously it's, you know, free will. You have to choose what you want. Okay.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you. This has been awesome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is someone who's called here a few times before, Suzanne from New York. Welcome back. And Happy New Year, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, thank you. I don't know if you could do a reading for me.
Yes, I feel like you're stepping into yourself finally.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of going through things to find where you finally feel you belong. And I feel like you belong. And you feel confident. And you feel different. And you feel that everything is shifting for you in a positive direction.
Yes.
I see a forward flow. I see you finally having a step in your energy instead of a complaint about what isn't. You're more excited about what is, and you can't wait for things to happen and somebody to join you on the journey.
You're
and
right.
I just see
when's
you
that
going to
happen?
I just see you, but I see your happiness has shifted. It's almost, you're like, you just had like a whole like makeover inside of your energy field. And so now the attraction, instead of being in a negative space, you're in a positive space, and you're attracting. I just see you opening for all the good to come to you, and somebody is going to show up. I see it. But it's going to be a little bit, but still keep going in that forward motion, because it's almost like you're celebrating these blessings that haven't arrived yet, but you feel it yourself. So that's what I see in your energy field.
Well, what's a little bit? I hope not a couple of years.
No, I see it being a few months. I feel like it's funny because I feel like you've met somebody, and I don't know if you guys are kind of friends or casual friends, but...
I haven't met anybody. I've been on three horrific dates, blind dates.
Okay, well, then this is soon, because in your energy field. So there's somebody who you're going to meet. I don't know if it's an acquaintance or somebody you know casually, but I almost feel like you know them casually from the past, okay? So maybe you're just not aware of this person right in front of you, but it's interesting because sometimes I don't always know what I see, and then you're going to call me one day and say, oh, my gosh, please, I didn't even, it was right in front of me this whole time, and I never thought, like, but I just see that there's somebody who either you've talked to or had deep conversation with, and it might not even have been like a love kind of feeling at the time, but I feel like something's going to show up. So just be open to receive. Stay positive. Your happiness is radiating finally. Your excitement is radiating. And I feel that with that energy frequency, you're going to attract because of your bubbly energy right now. It just feels really happy and joyful. Okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be from people online. I tried online, but I'm not having any luck with that.
And I think it's someone you had conversation with, and I don't know if you brought your car somewhere or if you went to the grocery store. I just feel like it's somebody you've spoke to who you've seen casually, and you're going to see them again.
Oh, that'll be great.
Okay. So don't go racking your brain on who it is. It's going to happen organically.
All right, so in a couple of months, you said?
I'm not always good with time, girl, but I see it soon. I just keep hearing April. I don't know what year, but I hear April.
Don't say what year. No, you don't know what year.
I'm not saying that is, you know, far off, but I see April.
You said a couple of months. You didn't say years.
Look, just be open to receive because, you know, the divine blesses us with magic. I just feel that. And the right person is going to show up for you. You know, it's like put it out there to receive. That's what we're learning how to do, is to receive the one who's aligned for us. And just go about your happiness and your smiles because you're going to, you know, like attracts like. And your energy has done a whole, like, turnaround. And I just see a lot of joy around you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see who we have next. Here is another new caller. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
What's your name, please?
Hello.
Tracy.
Tracy, where are you
Hi,
calling
Tracy.
From?
Colorado.
What state?
Florida.
Okay, thank you.
So, Tracy, I'm getting that you have decision making going on around you to make some changes in your life. And you're going through some struggle right now. Okay, I'm going to keep it surface, but I'm just going to say there's a lot going on around you right now, okay?
Okay.
What I see is when you ask people what you should do, they're going to give you an opinion of what they think is best from their eyes. And I see that you've got to step away from asking people what you should do until you ask yourself through your own eyes. Because there's a lot in your throat right now that you, I just feel unspoken hurt or unspoken feelings. And you need to, like, reflect inside yourself right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
because there's a lot going on. I would actually kind of offer, like, you, I think maybe think of having a healing session, a personal session or something. But that's up to you. You know, I can only offer that if you want that. But I just feel like you need some healing and some direction with your life. But I also see that there's a lot around you that's keeping you held down, and you have got to be free to rise up and find your happy again, your purpose, your, like, feeling joy again, because I just see a lot around you, a lot of heaviness. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I'm seeing. I'm again, going to keep it surface, but you have to remember and know who you are. And I think you've been pulled away from that for a long time, and it's time for you to remember and really know who you are instead of living through other people's lives or ideas or what they think is best for you, to know what really is truly best for you and know you, okay? And somewhere along the way, there's a little bit of a disconnect from yourself, and it's about you coming back and remembering. And that's what a healing would help you do. But you, it's like we got to turn your energy around and go the other way. Okay?
Okay.
And yes, you can turn around and go the other way. But the way that you're heading right now is just a lot of heaviness and a lot of sadness, and that's not where you belong. That's not even you. It's just there's a lot of decisions you're having to make, and a lot of them are very difficult because there's a lot of emotional there. Does that make sense? So if you want to, you know, call, I don't know where in Florida you are, if you want to come for a personal session or if you want to do it over the phone, if that's what you even want to do, I would suggest that to you because I really feel it would help. But if, you know, that's up to you. I'm not here to force anybody to have a session or anything. I just feel that you need a little bit of direction and remembering. Does that help you?
Yeah.
There's just, once all this stuff comes off of your energy field, your light is going to shine so bright, but there's just a lot. I don't know. You're just dealing with a lot. It feels like, it's like you're sitting in a room and the walls are just falling in and you're like, oh my God, I don't know how to make this stop. And it's about just having your self-control again, feeling that you have your power back, feeling that you can make choices that are healthy and do things that bring joy to your life. That's what I feel you're looking for. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's all right there. There's just a lot of stuff. It's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff. It's like one, it's like a domino effect. It feels like everything's just falling in, and you're losing that feeling of being in control of yourself. And, you know, we can get that to shift for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me, or do you just want to do a, maybe have a personal session? I think, you know, if that would be my recommendation, is just to maybe speak without being on air. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, my dear, get my phone number. It's on the
description. The
okay.
All right. All right. Thank you
so
much, Tracy. Appreciate your call. I'm going to go now to Patricia from Ohio. Happy New Year, Patricia.
Yes, hi. Happy New Year.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask,
I had about, well, I guess it's 6 years now. I was diagnosed with a medical condition. I had a lumpectomy, and it was in an early stage. And later on, I got a second opinion, and that second opinion doctor, she was examining my breast. And if you can visibly see how the one breast, there is less breast tissue, but she made a comment that, wow, she took out a lot of tissue, meaning the surgeon who did the initial. My question is, would I be able to sue the hospital and her? And she would deny that she did that on purpose. But just within my first four visits of talking with her when she's told me this diagnosis, and of course it was difficult for me. She was just as uncaring. And yes, she explained, you know, those very, you know, details, but it's so much to absorb. Should I move forward with in that matter? And I am planning to move in about a month to another city and state, because just living here in this Cleveland, Ohio has just been, you know, just attacked, you know, spiritually and emotionally and mentally, and the energy here has just been so divisive. Thank you.
So I can't really give you legal advice, okay? That's not my scope of practice. But before you even asked me the question, I just heard the word yes. Yes, 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 yes. But that has to be something that you know in your heart that it's okay for you to do, because I'm not really going to tell you what to do legally, okay? You have to choose if that's the right path for you. But when there is a questioning of your medical conditions and something that has been done wrongfully in your eyes, then you choose to take the reins of your life and go with your own gut, and I think your gut already knows what to do.
All right.
Okay.
Because all right,
when you have, you know, a case or you have proof or whatever, you have proof. So I would just say accumulate, you know, what you have and make a choice. Make a choice.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that happened to you, but legally I just can't give legal advice to somebody.
Right. I understand you're not a lawyer.
I just say listen to your gut, because your gut knows, and if you feel that it's the right path to take, you know, I just kept hearing yes to whatever questions you had. So, but that's something for you to, you know, I think it's more yes to validate that you know the truth of where you want to go with this, okay?
All right. Yeah, more important is getting out of this place. All right.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of change that's happening for people, and it's change that they know is for the highest good. Okay, so it's okay to have change, and sometimes, you know, like you said, it's needed. So just listen
to
your gut. You have a very strong. You have a strong knowing. So just listen to your gut. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, Patricia. Our next caller is another new caller. Hello there and welcome. What is your name, please, and where are you located? Hello?
This is Marissa.
Marissa,
from Midland,
where are you located?
Midland, Texas. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Marissa.
It's been a while since we've heard from Texas.
Yes. Well, I moved here 3 years ago. That's why I have an area code of 559, but I'm living out here in Midland. Yes.
We're We're glad you called in.
There's a lot of ideas that you're planning to do. And I keep hearing you need to be all in.
Awesome.
Okay, because it's really good. And I see you keep things to yourself and don't really tell people what you're doing, but oh my gosh, it's like a happy surprise. Get that?
Yeah, I just wanted a message for the new year, so this is good.
Well, it's because you I don't know if you just said, you know what, I'm doing it, and you are going full throttle ahead, and it's going to be really good.
Woohoo! Awesome.
Okay, you're very confident, and I feel fun around it, like a lot of fun, and upbeat, and happy, and joyful, and bringing others into it. It's just going to be, it's like having a party all the time. I just see celebration. Wow. Celebration.
Right on. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're a lot of fun, by the way. Like, I feel your energy is fun. And that's what you, whatever you're doing, it has to do with a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I changed my mindset this year. Yeah, I'm trying to change my mindset and be more in the moment, you know, and try to live for the moment and be happy and joyful.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're going to bring that to people and teach them how to do that. And it's going to be really, really good. So keep your ideas going because it's going to take off. Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
A lot of positivity around it. You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alyssa. Appreciate it. You have a great new
year.
You're
welcome.
Thank you too. And thanks for calling. And we'll hopefully talk with you again. Alyssa, that brings us pretty much to the end of the hour, and we have no more callers waiting. You're welcome. That worked out really well. I like it when it kind of flies together like that. So I'm going to hit my little goodbye button, and we'll see you next week. Probably we'll be back on Tuesday next week, I would think. But that's the beautiful thing is we can change the show. That's another reason to call it transformations. We can change the show as we need to, and we get the people that are needing to hear from you. Bye, everybody.
We're happy you tuned in to Be Unique Radio's Transformations with Alyssa. We hope her spirit-led messages touched your heart and transformed your day. Because this show moves with Alyssa's busy schedule, remember to follow Be Unique Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio to be notified every time a new show is released and for all the new releases from Be Unique Radio shows as well.